This queer comic conversation is about seeing and being seen in between abilities, genders, and spaces.
This comic is accessible in different ways. Play audio or read text transcripts, and view visual images or get descriptions. All audios are prefaced by text transcript. Keep on scrolling to click through the comic elements of audio and text as you go. All visuals are matched with embedded alt text, or listen to the complete audio version and use the complete text version of the comic at the bottom of this page.
The title at the top of the comic panel reads, "Seeing in Between." Two people are hovering over the arc of the Blue Earth, with Europe and the USA in focus. Their names and cities are written next to them. The comic has black line art with pink, yellow, and blue coloring, and gray tones. On the left, Ray Lanzarotti from San Francisco wears an eye patch, pink headphones, a white shirt, yellow pants, and blue shoes. On the right, Ilya Heger from Munich wears blue headphones, a yellow shirt, white skirt, and pink boots, and looks over at Ray. Portrait of Ray with a black eye patch, curly hair, and pink headphones. Ray says,
"We're trying to tell a story about what's important to us, you know, what we want to understand and express about the experience of living in between in various ways."
Portrait of Illy with glasses, short hair, and blue headphones. Illy says, "I think there's a very precious energy in interacting artistically with another person, but also communicating artistically to an audience into the world." Ray and Illy wave and smile as they approach each other in light gray space. They plant their feet like giants standing on earth. Ray says,
"It can feel like it's about finding space in the world or finding our way around the outer worlds and the places where outer space and inner space meet."
Ray and Illy sit cross-legged above the earth, gesturing broadly as they speak. The darkening sky behind them fills with overlapping words. As the words fade into the background, they read, "Long distance, she, refueled, up, hourglass, and other fragments." In between Illy and Ray, their conversation forms a swirling circle of blue, yellow, and pink lines. Illy says,
"Yeah, I mean, there's the outer world. But then what's really important to me is also reflecting my inner space, like reflecting where I am with myself."
Ray floats happily in dark space, their limbs outstretched. In the distance behind them, the swirling circle of colors has doubled like two petals or an awkward figure eight, enclosing stars. Ray says,
"The whole issue of depth perception and being able to walk around, being able to feel confident walking and balancing and, you know, where am I in space? Where am I relative to other objects?" So I think that's partly why I related to this so much viscerally as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's also so much that I don't know. Yeah.
Illy stands calmly on a pink balance board. Illegible dictionary definitions in German are overlaid on their body. Behind them, the colors swirl within a now symmetrical infinity sign. Illy says,
"And it's about regaining balance, really. Balance in your life. And it's not bad, like being off kilter. It's about..." Yeah, and this is for me also how abilities on the spectrum and how it depends on context. The more you grow into this new world or this new understanding of yourself, the less, like it has less bad impact. You find out how to navigate that, like, and mm-hmm. be yourself in that new environment.
Wow. Oh my God. Yeah, ability depends on context.
A faded dictionary page behind one bright loop of the infinity sign contains this handwritten sentence. Ability depends on context. Transparent pink, yellow, and blue blend inside the loop, making infinite rainbows. Ray says,
the vantage point that we have that's of non-binariness or queerness, where we're sort of like just outside enough of belonging or just outside of the norm or the mainstream or however we might want to describe that, just outside of the binary enough that there are possibilities for living and ways of seeing, right? That creates possibility or opens spaces that weren't there before.
Lots of yellow, blue, and pink overlapping splashes and black outlines create little figures and squiggly creatures. Faces, birds, mushrooms, squirrels, hearts, flying fish, and tiny five-pointed stars. Elise says,
But I like space. I mean, I like space. I like space because space means so much to me. And space, in fact, does mean where the planets live and the black holes and the supernovas and all the, and Pluto, who's not a planet anymore. Because Pluto transitioned.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we learned when I was a kid, we learned that Pluto was a planet. So that was a big shock. But, and yeah, space is like so much that we don't know. Mostly we don't know. We know like a little teeny tiny thing, but.
A solar system bursts forward from infinity. A small, bright yellow sun in the middle, encircled by pink planetary shapes and blue lines indicating the revolutions of Earth and Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Ray says,
sometimes it's the obstacles that can actually, you know, open up a new channel or, you know, bring in a new friendship.
Ray and Illy jump, tumble, and play in space that's becoming lighter. Ray dives into one loop of the infinity sign as Illy leaps from the other. Illy says,
the part where you breathe, where you discover something, where you immerse yourself into something fun.
Without background or panel borders, an empty and complete infinity sign floats.